This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Home Affordable Refinance Program, started in response to the housing crisis, will continue through September 2017 as a new program takes shape. Brazilian Senate impeached Dilma Rousseff, Brazil's first female president, and removed her from office for the rest of her term. The Brazilian Senate voted 61-20 to convict Ms. Rousseff on charges of manipulating the federal budget in an effort to conceal the nation's mounting economic problems. A deadlocked Supreme Court refused to revive parts of a restrictive North Carolina voting law that a federal appeals court had struck down as an unconstitutional effort to target African Americans with almost surgical precision. Afghanistan farmers unions, and increasingly led by women, are updating age-old agricultural traditions and have helped ensure a more reliable and diverse food supply in an often famine-struck region. In the process, the women who run the groups are finding new status and empowerment. They're no longer greeted as a mother of Ahmed or the wife of Muhammad, but rather Union Leader Gul Bahar or Deputy Union Leader Reza Gul. Georgetown University, which in 1838 sold 272 slaves in order to stay afloat, will give preference to descendants of slaves and also plans to offer a formal apology, create an institute for the study of slavery, and erect a public memorial to the slaves whose labor benefited the institution. Trump is speaking to a black church in Detroit, and an 8-page script of answers to previously submitted questions was leaked to the New York Times for what had been a Q&A interview format that his campaign managers hoped would keep him on message. August was Hillary Clinton's most successful fundraising month so far as she crisscrossed the country on a money hunt, took her to dozens of events in the summer locales of the wealthy and the well-to-do. Her efforts brought in $143 million for her campaign and for Democratic organizations, according to her campaign. It's far more than the $90 million Clinton and the Democrats reported in July. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.